Well, my name is Feng Chang Song. I'm from Taiwan. Currently, I work at the China Medical University in Taichung, Taiwan. It's my pleasure to talk about the age-specific risk of end-stage renal disease in patients with diabetes in Taiwan. Well, I have nothing to disclose, okay? All right. It is well known that chronic kidney disease and the subsequent end-stage renal disease are rising rapidly worldwide. End-stage renal disease is the most prevalent disease in Taiwan, Japan, and the United States. This figure shows the incidence of ESRD increasing yearly in Taiwan, mainly in the elderly. This figure shows the incidence of end-stage renal disease peaked in the year of 2006, around 2006. But the prevalence remained the highest in the world. And second is Japan, then third is United States. So Taiwan is the worst area with the highest prevalence of end-stage renal disease. Now, end-stage renal disease requires chronic dialysis and lots of medical problems for the comorbidity. So it's a very costly disease. In Taiwan, there are about 0.2% of the population need dialysis, but they consume about 8% of total health care budget in the whole nation. Many studies have reported the risk of end-stage renal disease for the elderly. There are less information on age-specific end-stage renal incidence. It means that the age-specific differences are not very well known. It is well known that DM is an important risk factor for the end-stage renal disease. A patient with DM are at a higher risk of developing CKD and end-stage renal disease, but there is no population-based study on age-specific risk of CKD and end-stage renal disease among DM patients. We therefore conduct a population-based prospective cohort study to evaluate sex and age-specific risk of CKD and ESRD in patients with DM. We compare a DM cohort with a non-DM cohort using Taiwan's insurance data from 1996 to 2010. We used the claims data of 1 million insured population to establish the DM cohort and the non-DM cohort. In the DM cohort, there were more than 57,000 new diagnosed patients from 1997 to 2008. And we also selected the non-DM patient for 72,000 patients. And both cohorts will follow up until 2010 to identify the newly developed CKD and the end-stage renal disease patients. We estimate the incidence of CKD and end-stage renal disease in the follow-up years. And we also calculated the incident rate ratio to represent the relative risk. We also use Kaplan-Meier analysis and the Koch method to do another analysis to calculate the hazard ratio of CKD and end-stage renal disease. This table shows the characteristic of these two cohorts. both cohort, the DM cohort and the non-DM cohort are similar in sex and the age distribution, but the DM cohort, the proportionally, they're more blue-collar workers, and they also have higher prevalence of comorbidity. This table shows the result of CKD instance. In both cohorts, the CKD instance increased with age, but the relative risk of CKD for patients with DM was much higher for younger adult patients than for the elderly. The relative risk for the young adult is 4.24 and 1.33 for the elderly. This table shows the instance of end-stage renal disease by the year of 2010. It also shows that the relative risk of end-stage renal disease was much higher for young adult patients than for the elderly patients. The relative risk for the young adults was 15.0. For the elderly is 5.38. This table shows the pattern, compared pattern between male and the females. It's actually the similar pattern for both CKD and end-stage renal disease. The hazard ratio certainly increases with age. For example, if you compare with the youngest age group, the oldest, the elderly, has a hazard ratio of four times higher for CKD. In terms of end-stage renal disease, also the hazard ratio is higher for the elderly, but the hazard ratio is only about 1.54. This table shows that if a patient with DM, hypertension, and kidney disease simultaneously, and they had a hazard ratio of 9.29 for CKD. Similarly, if a patient with DM, hypertension, and kidney disease simultaneously, the risk of end-stage renal disease increased to 40.8 times higher. However, the most important find we have here is the end stage of renal disease risk in CKD patient is much higher for the younger group. The absolute risk for the youngest group is the instance for the DM cohort in the youngest group is 169 compared with the elderly, the instance of end-stage renal disease is 56.2. The relative risk also higher for the younger group than in the higher group in the older group. So our finding is a young DM patient who had developed CKD were at an extreme high end-stage renal disease risk, threefold higher than the elderly. The relative risk remained higher in the younger than the elderly. This table shows the pattern is similar between men and women for the end-stage renal disease risk in CKD patients. This figure shows the Kaplan-Meier model to estimate the age-specific cumulative instance of CKD and end-stage renal disease. You can see the younger group is the rare risk is much is higher than the older group. However, this study has some limitations. The first, the laboratory data are unavailable and not available in the claims database for dose response analysis. We also don't have the lifestyle information such as smoking to do the confounding adjustment. And also the follow-up time is relatively short for measure the lifetime subsequent CKD and end-stage renal disease for part of a patient, because some of the patient was included in the later in the cohort. From the above result, we can make a conclusion that the DM to non-DM relative risk of both CKD and the end-stage renal disease are much greater for younger patients than for the elderly patients. Among those with CKD, the incidence of end-stage renal disease is much greater for young patients than the older patient. There are many young DM patients. Care for those young DM patients is no less important than the elderly. Thank you for your attention. Well, a few minutes. Yes. We try to explain that phenomenon. We found that young patients of DM patients, they less likely to see the doctor. Yeah, so they miss the treatment. Yes, it is possible. It is possible, but it's still. But if you look for the only the amount, because we identify the patient newly diagnosed the DM patient, so we follow up them for 1 year to about 13 years. So I don't think the older people die because of other disease affect the result.
No.
No? I don't think so. Yeah. People in Taiwan usually not so heavy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on your baseline? It seems
okay.
That you guys identify the population from 06 to 2010. And then you guys study the incidence at 2010. Am I right?
Yes, follow up until 2010.
Okay. And
we didn't include the patient identified in 2010. I mean the DM patient.
Could you go to the very first page of your just here? So you identify patient from 1996 to 2010.
No, I didn't identify patient, the DM patient from 1997 to 2008. We developed, we established the cohort for these years, then follow up them until to 2010. So at least we follow up them for 2 years. If you're talking about the instance, no, they are not. But if you compare, if you use the relative risk to compare, young patients are at higher risk. Am I clear? Okay.